Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Thursday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 10th of June, 2021. We've got the best technology news that happened over the past couple of days, and it's coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Okay, so we ended our Apple show with me saying, where the hell's Apple Music? In lossless quality. Well, here it is. Yep, that's right. Apple flipped open the switch for lossless audio a few hours after WWDC ended. Which means if you got the latest iOS, iPadOS, and of course macOS updates installed, you can now get your hands on some CD quality audio, even up to high resolution. Of course, depending on what's available. Now, you're actually going to have to go into your audio quality settings to actually turn it on, meaning the standard still is AAC streaming. Pretty much what you do, go into your music app, where you can actually switch on, where you'll see near the top, lossless audio. And you'll be able to start enjoying at least 20 million songs currently in lossless audio quality. Most of those, by the way, CD quality. However, though, by the end of 2021, all of Apple Music's catalog, which is about 75 million strong, could be a little bit more even by then, should all be available in lossless audio quality. Now, the bigger question is, how do you experience it? Bluetooth? Yeah, still lossy. Guess you're gonna have to go find some DAC dongles and see what you can put together. Staying with a bit of Apple news, but actually focusing on Adobe and their focus on M1 Max. Adobe now is shipping out new versions of the Creative Cloud apps that will actually run natively on Apple Silicon Macs. This includes Lightroom Classic, Illustrator, and InDesign. Now, they've all been updated for the M1 processor. As far as what experience you're going to be getting now with the update, quite a bit, actually. According to Adobe, your average performance boost should be about 80%. Yeah, so I'm pretty sure you're going to notice that. Of course, this is Adobe hopping on the success of Photoshop that was launched back in March for the M1 native version of that. And of course, the update for Lightroom came back in December of last year. Get ready to spend $179 if you want a play date. Yeah, I'll elaborate. Don't go freaking out on me. The folks over at Panic have announced the new play date, which is, by the way, a handheld game console. Now, this handheld game console comes with its own shifting crank. Yeah, right there on the side. And get this, a full HD black and white screen. Actually, I don't know if it's full HD, but it's definitely black and white. Now, if you're getting the idea that this sounds, yeah, it's pretty retro. Yeah, that's the idea behind it. So much, in fact, they've actually announced an accessory dock for the playdate, which actually makes it look like an old TV. And works both as a Bluetooth speaker and also a pin holder. Yay! However, there's no pricing yet for the dock. In fact, the company doesn't even have a specific date lined up just yet of when orders will actually start shipping out. Yes, it looks like if you're ready to lay down $179 for this handheld crank console, there's no idea when you'll actually be getting it. Although pre-ordering actually starts next month. And finally, we weren't able to cover this because we didn't have a Wednesday edition, but had we had, we definitely would have been saying, hey, who pulled the plug over at Fastly? Yeah, I'm sure a lot of you have known already. Fastly, that's a CDN, or Content Delivery Network. Well, apparently somebody fell asleep at the controls, and by doing so, knocked out a huge number of major websites offline for almost an hour. This all happened Tuesday morning, U.S. time, and apparently what caused the whole mess up? A bug! Well, of course. Although this bug said it was one customer's configuration of change. Now, to elaborate a little bit more on that, Fastly did issue a statement saying that we experienced a global outage due to an undiscovered software bug that surfaced on June 8th, when it was actually triggered by a valid customer configuration change. The outage was broad and severe. Yeah, it was. It did affect a lot of things. And we were truly sorry for the impact it had on our customers. So, in case you didn't know already, for Tuesday morning or evening or wherever you were in the world at that particular time, if you couldn't get to Twitter, if you couldn't get on Amazon, not to mention about 80% of other popular websites out there, it was all because of a bug, showing us once again just how fragile the World Wide Web can be. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website is located at britishtechnetwork.com. You can find the news show over there. Of course, the Mac show's there as well, the big show, and the photo show, too. Also, find us on Facebook at British Tech Network, or, of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and come join our community at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show, back at your way for your Friday edition. Tomorrow, we will get you caught up with the best technology news that will be happening. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday. And thank you, as always, for listening.